I really did. 2 weeks. Now, it was one of those, you say, God, are you sure? I mean, these are folks that should preach to me. These are folks that he said to do it, so you wouldn't want me to do anything different, would you? The name of it, and we've all heard that a lot. We've all said that, think that, after out as the promises of God, standing on the promises. And then we'll build up to the promises. But since then, so all these 2 weeks, you know, I'm thinking of this in my opinion. So I thought a lot about what opinions are, where they come from, and I found out there's not much good in it. And the best opinions can be wrong. I really, really found that out. I was thinking when we was rejoicing in the song Victory in Jesus, some have the opinion we are fools. Do they not? So, I'm reading one Bible at home. I'm reading through the Old Testament. I'm in Job right now. And at work, I just have a New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs. So I was reading Proverbs in there, and it's like, man, he opened two doors for me. And just when the word opinion entered into my thought process, 32, Job chapter 32, verse 6, 10, and 17. 32, verse 6, 10, and 17. And Eliu, the son of Barshiel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young, and ye are very old. Worth and durst not show mine opinion. Next chapter I read, after the Lord put that thought process in my mind, I thought, whoa. You read on, look on down. Therefore I said, hark ye, I also will show you, in verse 17, I said, I will answer also my part. I also, that there's when Job was, God had let Satan do what he wanted and took all he had and everything. And there was three guys. They were to admit what he'd done wrong for the results that he was in. Well, Job, what's going on through all of these verses up to that, and this is a young guy that says that, and I'm not going to opinion. And another place opinion is used is in 1 Kings 18, verse 21, and you all recognize this. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long have ye between two opinions? The two opinions between God and Baal. He was telling them, but was their opinion. The definition in the dictionary is a conclusion or judgment held with confidence, but falling short of positive knowledge. So sometimes we can have the best intentions with our opinion, and it may be wrong, by a tick or by a whole lot. It kept me going on and on. You remember a while back we talked about for 2 weeks with opinion. Everybody has an opinion about everything, whether you mean Cassidy a little bit this morning. Us have an opinion of Dave as our pastor, whether we will spew it out or hold it inside. And I thought, man, these folks have an opinion of me. whether it be good or bad, it is what it is, and you can't deny that you don't have one. It's just like time. It's just something that's there. Where do opinions come from? Now ask yourself, because been going through it, okay, you know, when I'm standing here, I'm not pointing no fingers at nobody but old James Burton right here, buddy. I'm saying here, put it in your own mind, in your own heart. Where do opinions come from? They're generated by emotions. And that can affect a positive opinion. If I'm mad at Dave, well, my opinion might not be quite as good as it would have been if he'd have shook my hand right the other day. You know, love, hate, and anger. That will draw you a conclusion on opinion. Hearsay. Now, I think that's one of the worst ones. Well, he said, and that'll get in my mind, and they said. Yeah. At the plant years ago when I worked at Ames, there was like six of us sat back there on the bench, lunch every day. It would be by the end of the bench. And we started one rumor one day. Shame on us. We started one rumor one day, five off that day, and by 2 o'clock it was 50. I'm not kidding you. That's opinions are generated by hearsay. Is somebody happy going? Somebody hateful? Do they have a different opinion of the same thing? It's the same way through two total different opinions. Unreliable sources. Back there just a minute ago, and I thought to myself, have you ever changed your opinion? But that's the way it is. And then something else comes up. So that goes to tell us how strong opinions are. They're wishy-washy. Why do we have opinions? I thought of you a lot. I know you work at the plant. And you know how everybody has an opinion, and you're in maintenance or something like that. So anything that's done, how are you going to move this pew? Well, one guy there, one guy there. Well, I think we ought to do one guy, one over here. This guy over there, that guy over there, and we'll carry it over here and out there. You see my point? You worked in a mechanic shop, see? Where Debbie works. Five women, you can imagine the opinions there. Forgive me, Lord. The government. Look at what's been going on. And look at all the opinions that's going on. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think of lifestyles. I seen what Time Magazine a while back had an article about Christians. Do you go to church? Well, it doesn't fit in my lifestyle. Just didn't fit my lifestyle. We have opinions of the direction of America. We have opinions of the direction of the world. And here's what I'm going to tell myself, and it's all my opinion. Okay, me and I don't know where we was working at. We was doing construction, you know. Sweaty work, you know. And I'm driving. I said, man, Danny stinks. Well, I drop him off. And I'm still there. That must be Jeff. I drop Jeff off and, oh, my opinion changed three times there. It was me. Okay. There was a TV show on TV going to either in the lunchroom. We said, watch TV while we eat our lunch. I don't know what that's about. But anyways, they have, a lot of times they have headline news on. Is that HNN or something? Headline News Network. And the show that's on during that time is Raising America. Well, here they have this, and they're talking about what's going on in America, and every one of them has what? An opinion. And I have never... So every one of their opinions, they're just pulling them out of the air. A lot of times that's where we pull our opinions from, is out of the air. We have no basis for that opinion, just hearsay, just what's the... what Debbie said... So we say that, man, and that got me right back to where I work again. I'd stand there, just every person that walked by, I'd think, oh, there's opinion formed in my brain. What's that guy doing that for? Why is she doing that over there? Man, I asked the Lord, I said, change me, get that out of me. I don't like it. God don't like it. No, I don't want it there. Some of you might have heard this before. Take a tube of toothpaste, squeeze it all out on the floor or wherever, and say, try to put that back in. Okay, the example they was using that is words that we, I was going to go as far as an opinion that we throw out there. I might have told him an opinion about, and it's way wrong, but I threw it out there, and he might, and here's this whole opinion I started because I didn't like Dave, or I started something about Dave, and went all around the room, and it ain't true. But there it is. And if I wanted to take it back, what you talked about this morning, it's hard to take back. Opinion results destroy friendships. Listen to John Hay. The thing that really jumped out at me, he said God didn't send Jesus down here to create 260-some denominations. Where did the denominations come from? Differences of opinion. And it still goes on today. Churches split. Ultimately, doesn't matter. About something maybe he thinks is this way, biblically speaking, and he thinks is that way, biblically speaking. We can't set that aside and stand on the promises of God and go on and put that away. Is it if enough to disaside? You set it aside. Be responsible for your opinion. Do much research. If you're going to throw it out there, you better be able to back it up. I wrote down here, man's opinions are now listen to this for salvation. My opinion has no bearings on my salvation. It all comes from God. I thought about Jonah's opinion. Very important. And Jonah's opinion of those people God told him to go talk to wasn't real good. He thought, they're bad people. They don't deserve to hear this. They don't deserve the Lord. They don't deserve me to preach to them. And we all know what happened to Jonah. And then we go on to see what happened after Jonah went ahead and followed through. Those people got saved. And that's all that matters. That is all that matters. My opinion don't matter. Nothing in the Bible comes down to, in my opinion. And I'm reading the scriptures here. There's no place in there where I can say, well, in my opinion, blah. Not one. Not one place there. None. I thought about you young people. Opinions really run rapid in your age group. I've seen this one girl facing bullying, they're calling it. And she killed herself over that. And that's just opinion. That's just words. When I was little, Mom would tell us, sticks and stones may break our bones, but names will never hurt us, or words will never hurt us. Okay, I'll buy that then, but I think today it's very harmful. Probably derogatory. I could cause hurtful feelings just with words. And I would never do that, Ryan. The Bible will not change or vary to suit me. It won't. Now here's where it gets real good. Turn to Proverbs 1. How do we handle our opinions? Proverbs 1. And I read the first three chapters of Proverbs 10 times in the last week. It is awesome. It is powerful. It puts us in our place concerning. Show me that. He's awesome. I'm telling you, he's awesome. Wow. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. I'm going to read 1 through 7 here. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the word justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark saying. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. It entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. And chapter 3, verses 5, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I'm going back up to 2, 10, and 11. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve. You have the knowledge. Be sure you have the full knowledge of what subject you're about to talk about. Be sure you have the wisdom to handle that knowledge. And be sure you have the discretion to know when to give that opinion. So there's times to sit on. Now we go to the promises. Definition of a promise. I got it out of the same book, one of the dictionaries. It's assure or will not perform a specific act. That is the assurance that it's going to happen. Or it's not going to happen. But it's what is said in the one person is God. That's the only place we can go to for an opinion. God's promises never, says Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding promises, that by these ye might be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The point is, stand on the promises of God. Stand on the Word of God. And I'm just going to read some of his promises right here. Promises of forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for that promise. I need that promise. I got to have that promise. I can't go on without that promise. I'm a failure. I can't have another breath without that promise of forgiveness. Sometimes I think about my past, and I try not to do that, but we do. How could he forgive me for that? But he did. He loved me so much that he did. Instilled in my heart right here tonight. He gave that to me. I wouldn't trade that for anything. I'd do it again. 10 years, and I didn't think I'd ever have the opportunity to do this again. I didn't think I'd ever have that joy in my heart again. But I do. And it's because of that promise of forgiveness. The promise of guidance. Not opinions. This is fact. This is promises. This is truth. Peace and joy. I marked down Ron beside of that when he talked about that peace. And I know the peace he had. I've seen the peace he had. Okay. I got the forgiveness with my dad. I struggled bad when my dad passed away, and I know where he went. I mean, I knew. I struggled terribly. I hate to use the word wish, but I got when my dad passed away, and I could rejoice. It's nice to be able to rejoice with Ron and his mother. It's nice to rejoice when my Aunt Evelyn went into heaven. It was nice to rejoice my Uncle Holly. Maybe they got saved right at the end, but just what he said. And that is awesome. That is awesome. Anybody has a problem with a late salvation, they got a problem. They need to work on that opinion of salvation. The promise of salvation. That is the promise fulfilled by Jesus Christ when he went to the cross and shed his blood. If you think about that, you, not somebody else, not you as a group, for you as a person, as an individual, Jesus shed his blood for you and for me. That is so humbling. When you walk out at night on a clear night, look at that star up there, there's 50 gazillion stars up there, and you find one, that's you, and Jesus died for you. Promises to believers. That's promises to us, folks. We got to stand firm. You got to stand strong. Does somebody have one? Since that. Is that the ones you ordered, Debbie? She's not even listening to me. Stand strong. And we can. We have the power.